So, Jane, have you been to the supermarket lately? I mean, the price tags, ouch.
Yeah, sticker shock at the checkout, that is for sure. So here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst to the rescue. Yay, Kathy.
Again?
She's been fielding requests for recipes that won't bust your budget, and she's here to share what she's come up with. Hi, Kathy. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, Kathy.
So you gave Scott and me and our producer Emiko a preview of your recipes, and they looked so good. I just had to make the Spanish tortilla over the weekend. It was delicious. Not your traditional Mexican tortilla, right?
No, it is absolutely not. It is a tortilla in Spanish culture is more like an omelet. It translates to little cake because the layers of potato, onion, and egg resemble cake layers. And traditionally, a potato tortilla is served as a tapas, you know, small little plates with glasses of sherry or local wine. What I love about this tortilla is that it takes three humble ingredients, potatoes, eggs, and onions, and it transforms it into something so delicious that could be served for breakfast with a little cup of espresso, lunch, or dinner with a salad.
But the trick is to let those eggs soak up the potatoes and the onions. That is a key step. Exactly.
So you whisk the eggs. Meanwhile, you've sauteed some onions. You've pre-cooked some potatoes. You gently put those three ingredients together and let them sit for 15 minutes. And the egg kind of takes on the flavor of these caramelized onions and eggs. Also, if you're thinking this sounds incredibly unexciting, watch Penelope Cruz make this potato tortilla dish in the brilliant new Almodovar film Parallel Mothers. It's very, very sexy.
All right, Kathy. Well, so that is a dish with Spanish influence, but you also have your take on a French classic. And I'm going to make this week, white bean and sausage casserole. All right, Kathy, go tell us.
Well, some French people would be insulted if I said that the inspiration for this came from the French dish cassoulet, which is quite an intricate, complex dish. This is quite simple. Canned white beans are mixed with sautéed onions, some dried thyme. You then top it with sausages. Sausages tend to be on sale and tend to be a lot less than other cuts of meat. I used a sweet and a hot Italian. And then when the sausage just cooked and the beans have soaked up the flavor of the sausage and the onions, you top it with herby breadcrumbs. And here is another tip. Use an old loaf of bread that's dried out, put it in a blender or a food processor, and you'll have instant breadcrumbs, and you don't need to spend money on buying breadcrumbs. And this whole dish gets popped in the oven under the broiler at the last minute, and so satisfying this time of year.
Oh, that crunch. I think that's the magic
part of it. Exactly, Scott.
Yes, yes. Yes.
All right, Jane, over to you.
Okay, so the third dish you have for us is a classic. It's a mac and cheese, right? You've made this more nutritious, though, with some nice add-ins, Kathy.
Yeah, I mean, mac and cheese is kind of that classic budget dish. Like, you know, in college, kids would make it from a box. But here, you make it yourself. But I add as much broccoli as I do pasta in this. And you use the entire broccoli. So don't buy just the crowns or the florets.
Which are more expensive anyway, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The stalk is fabulous. You chop it up thinly. You steam it for a few minutes. And then you saute it till it gets crispy and brown. And you mix this crispy broccoli into your cheese sauce and pasta, and then you top it with toasted chopped walnuts. So again, Scott, you picked up on this. It's about textures. It's about flavors. Yeah. It's about stretching flavors and taking a very ordinary dish and adding a new element to it.
And when the teenagers in the house like it, even the teenagers, you know it's good, Kathy.
<That's>
you got
it.
A good one.
That's
there.
That's it.
So what are some tips you have for stretching your food dollars, Kathy?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, obviously, you watch out for sales, but also to keep a low-waste or eco kitchen. So you'll see we have a link to when you buy carrots, the tops of the carrots don't need to be thrown out. They can be whirled up into a quick pesto. When you when you're cleaning vegetables, keep all the peelings and make a homemade vegetable stock that will cost you nothing. You can pop it in your freezer. You don't have to buy stock. Same is true with after a roast chicken. You can make a beautiful stock. stock from that. And maybe most importantly, I've said this many times, is to rethink leftovers as possibilities, not as old food.
Yeah, 2 to 3 uses for every meal. That's my motto.
There you go.
In the eco kitchen. Yeah.
Exactly.
Kathy, I do have to jump in quickly, sorry, and ask you back to this mac and cheese and the broccoli. So my wife, who's also a Kathy, she would object to the broccoli on grounds that she was over-broccolied in her childhood. Any other vegetables you could sub in?
I love it. Over-broccolied. Sure. Sautéed Swiss chard, kale, broccoli rabe, which has a very different flavor profile that I love. Really any green. The point is that you take this classic comfort food and give it a little bit of green and health.
Kathy Gunster, recipes are at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you as always.
Thank you.